No, it's been good. I know Dave's put a lot of time in, you know, and I know we all have and had many conversations about with free agency and the direction and things we want to do. But, you know, I do. I really appreciate Shad. I mean, it takes a commitment from your owner to do some of the things that we're doing. And I know as Dave as well. And all the scouting staff and our coaches, it's a process. And, you know, we're just getting started with it, and some good things have happened. Obviously with Zane Beatles and Toby Gerhart and Red Bryant, three guys that we do feel strongly about. I think when we look at personnel out there, we look at roles. You know, what they've done for their team, what they could do, and what role they would fill for our team. And then, you know, their character, work ethic, will they be a good culture fit? And I think with those three guys, we feel very strongly about it. You know, I'm learning about free agency that, you know, some of the times they, you know, people make decisions on where they're going for different reasons. But whatever the case is, you know, those three guys, boy, we really feel strongly about. And I know you've had a chance with them, and as well as Dakota Watson. You know, he's the fourth that we've got. And spent a lot of time with Dakota last night, and you know, a great personality. They all four really love football, and that's what we want to continue to add. Any questions?
Start with the Gabbert trade. How surprised were you that you were able to get something?
Well, Dave just, he called me in and told me that it was in the works, and, you know, and then when I talked to Blaine, Blaine came in today, and I had a good talk with him. You know what? He's my feelings haven't changed for him. I know I still feel strongly about him as a person and what he brings to the table. And I think, you know, I what I told him today was I think this will be a good thing for him. It'll be really good. I think he'll get a chance to go to San Francisco and be there. And I want nothing but the best for him. And he's going to have a great opportunity there, you know, to compete. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I told him, you know, take the same principles that you agreed with here and use those principles there. And but he was great. For him to come in and visit with all of us, and, you know, I sat down and talked to him, and, you know, we were both very appreciative. So, yeah, I think it's was I surprised? You know, I don't know about that. I was surprised when Dave told me that, you know, he was ending up going to go to San Francisco. It was good because we had him, you know, as one of the top guys we were looking at. So to be able to go pursue him, and then for Dave to make it work financially to get him, I think it's big. Now, there's a couple things. You know, obviously he's coming in as a left guard. That's going to be really good for Luke Jokel. Really good, that combination there. There's a guy that's played for 4 years, solid, you know, tough, his work ethic, smart. You know, I think that's going to be a good combination over there to have him next to him. So to have that type of player there and to be able to get him, that's good for us.
Do you feel like you've stabilized the line a little bit more?
Well, we're getting, you know, we're getting closer, but we still, you know, we still have a ways to go. But I think it's, you know, we're just trying to put ourselves in position. You know, the good news is we have 11 draft picks, which is great. You know, so we have 11 draft picks, and that's where we really primarily want to do the majority of our work. But if we can get guys in here that help us to where we have flexibility in a draft to take the best player available, I think that's what we're trying to do now with free agency.
What's the plan to use Gerhart as main guy?
Yeah, that's what we – I mean, obviously – you know, it's hard for me, right? Because they say, hey, you're the number one. And I go, no, it's about competition, man. You know, but I'm finding out in this free agency, there's some things you've got to you talk about. But that's what I did. I said, you'd come in, but you're going to have to compete. And, you know, if something like that should happen, we've got D-Rob, Todman, you know, there's guys that we really like and we want them to develop. I told him I want him to elevate their level of play. Whether it's through his play or how he is with them in meetings, and he's got to take over that leadership role. And then let's see what happens. But, yeah, we brought him in here for a reason.
With those guys here, is that would you expect MJD to go elsewhere?
Well, I don't know. I think we're still keeping an open mind. I know I am about that. I haven't had really much conversation with Dave about Mojo. I know before this, you know, we talked, and he knows how I feel about him. I really appreciate Mojo and what he brought. I know he's working out. People are saying he's working out. He's doing good. So, you know, but I haven't had any conversation with Dave about Mojo for the last probably 4 or 5 days, 6 days.
Coach, you've been fairly active in free agency over the last couple of days. How active would you like this team to be over the next week or so?
Well, I think, you know, we still have been smart in our decisions. I think we've been active in looking at guys that can fulfill a role for us. But I don't think we've gone crazy. I think Dave's done a good job with that. So it always keeps us, you know, we're looking at sustaining this. So I think build pieces, make sure we get the right guys that we feel can help us. You know, I think we have the ability that if other things come up, that, you know, we're opening and listening to that. So I don't think it's just after today. I think that we'll keep our, you know, we're always competing, always trying to find. You know, we talked about during the season building up the bottom third of the roster. And I think now with free agency and the draft, now is when we got to attack that other portion of our roster and help out, whether it's through depth or competition.
How much interest in Chris Clemens, who is now out there?
Yeah, and I have not talked. I heard they said, I know I heard it in the office, but I've been spending the time with our guys. I've not had too much conversation about Dave, just in passing, so I don't know where that's at. What's that?
Is Chris a guy you'd like to see?
Well, I know Chris, but I haven't, like I said, I haven't talked to Dave about that. I don't know exactly. I heard that he was let go, but other than that, I don't know. I haven't had any conversation with him. Well, I think we're waiting and seeing, you know, what takes place within the next month or so. You know, there's going to be another run where we'll find out where guys are. And but if we have to, you know, we'll take care of some of those needs in the draft. But I don't think we want to pigeonhole us to say, okay, the first pick is a guard and the second pick is a center because we don't have anybody. You know, I think we want to try to stay away from that and, you know, fill in enough voids through free agency so we're not doing it that way. And we truly can stay with the best available.
So you feel like you're creating that flexibility.
Yeah, I feel it. I feel that we are.
Is it difficult to still be patient? Because you're still building this thing. And
right.
It's gonna get done.
It is hard now. It is. It is.
You've got money to spend. You could spend it. Shad would certainly do it
right.
If you wanted to.
It is. It's hard not to fall into that trap. But I think it's because we had this vision last year. We said, okay, this is how it's going to take place, and we've got to stay true to this. And I'll challenge Dave now, and he'll fire back, and we challenge each other, and when we stay true to it. And, you know, I think that sometimes as coaches, you know, especially with guys that you brought up, sometimes you can get emotionally involved with guys that you have coached. But that's not necessarily the best fit for your team. And I think that's where Dave and my conversation has gone and with the other coaches. And so we stay true and we say, all right, like a Red Bryant. Do you want Red Bryant because it's emotional? You know what you're getting and you like what he is? Or on tape, does he warrant it? And now let's use it to advantage that you've coached him. And we felt really good about that one. You know, so I think that's where there's good conversations between Dave and I. But it is hard. It is hard.
Will Blackman returns, so the corner position's pretty stabilized as far as carrying over. How excited are you about that?
Well, it's good. It's good. You know, I think he brings competition to it. You know, I think I'm really excited about seeing some of these younger guys that we have too. Jeremy Harris, Demetrius, you know, those guys compete after another year under their belt. And, you know, I'm sure that maybe either through free agency or the draft, you know, you usually like to add another corner type. So there'll be even more competition there, which we need at that position.
How do you envision using Watson?
As an outside linebacker, I think what we've looked at his strengths, what he did really well, and it was a guy on the line of scrimmage, so more of an outside linebacker. We think we can move it around to where we can always position him there. So first and second down, an outside linebacker. But here's where I think he has even more value to us. He's a good rusher. He's a good, like a backup Leo. So for us, we got our two Leos, but he could also be like a Ryan Davis, but has done more of it in the NFL. So now all of a sudden, if something should happen with our Leo spot, especially on third down, he could go and rush. He has those capabilities. So it was almost for that spot we said, let's make sure this guy can rush, and oh, by the way, he can also drop.
So he would go on third down, he would replace the 4-H guy? The guy that's heads up over the tight end?
Yeah, he could be another Leo. You know how we had the lightning group? Yeah, we could get him on the field very easily. Yes, yes. And he's got the speed. And now, he last year, I think he had like 28 rushes on third down. But I think he had 2 forced fumbles and a sack. He, you know, there's something there that we said, let's keep it. That's exactly what we're looking for now, a guy that has done that, and let's see what he can do and develop in that. But we're going to use him as a linebacker because he's not the ideal Leo. He's not the ideal Leo.
What do you guys like best about Gerhardt's running style and ability there?
Well, his toughness. I think, you know, and I talked to Jed about, I said he seems like a guy that the more he handles the ball, the stronger he gets. And, you know, he'll pop one. He can make people miss. But I think it's just his toughness and what he brings. You know, Ryan and I were just talking about, I mean, a great, great guy now. And will bring good leadership to that room. He's strong, practices every day. The toughness, you can count on that. You know, catch the ball, third down. You know, he's great on third downs. So, you know, he's a guy that's going to, you know, have a great opportunity now. He's going to have a great opportunity. So it'll be interesting to see if he captures it.
Is it nice that he has so many years in the league but still has so few carries?
That's pretty good, yeah. I think that's great. Yeah, to have as many years and not many carries, you know, so.
Hey, there's things to play out, Gus. But how much better do you feel about the roster now than you did maybe 2 days ago?
Well, we've gotten better. Yeah, I think we've gotten better. That's what you'd hope. You know, I think, but on the other hand, you can see it through free agency. You can get worse now, too. You know, you can, it's you think for, oh, yeah, always going to get, well, that's not always the case. You can lose some really talented players, and you're worse off than you are. But, you know, I hope to fix it through the draft. So I think we've gotten better. I think we'll add really good competition. I love the spirit of the guys that have committed and the guys that we've got in. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Right now, we're just, I think, in a competitive mindset right now and really trying to showcase. I told them, you know, just like I talked to our fans about, there's no magic now that's going to take place. We're not going to try to trick anybody. We're not going to deceive anybody. We're just going to, here's what we're all about, and here's where we're going. And we'd love to have you be a part of it. And if you like that style, then sign up.
You did most of the tweaks last year on defense, didn't really touch the offense a lot. Is it important maybe to balance that out a little bit this year and make some moves offensively?
Yeah, I think, although I will say I think overall it's a pretty strong offensive draft. It's a pretty strong offensive draft. So, again, I think you'll see enough offensively just to make sure that we have flexibility. If we can, yeah, I think it's got to be the right guy. So, you know, and we've got a couple guys that we're looking at. I think somewhere, whether through free agency or the draft, we need somebody like that. Yes.
Did Zane stand out to you, or in which way did he stand out when you were preparing for Denver this season?
You know what? I think he is not – I don't know what the exact total number of sacks were that he gave up.
One and a half last year, 1 year.
Yeah, I think that's what stood out. My right hand man. That's what impressive, because you try to put together tapes where you see, you know, what was effective against him. And I can remember going, you know, against him that, you know, it was hard to find. You know, you saw some pressures. I know in the Super Bowl, I think he got pushed back some. But for overall, looking at the tape and stuff, he's got good tape. Good tape.
Hey, Gus, I know it's a business and a lot of it comes down to money, but how much of an impact do you try to make with these guys when you meet them for the first time and almost kind of recruit them a little bit?
A big impact. You know what? But I don't know. You know what? I'm hearing some of these guys commit without even visiting. I mean, you know, you think, hey, well, we get a chance to meet our staff, and then you find out, well, they've already committed, they're coming. And you go, oh, I haven't even met them. So, hey, talk about humility. You know, you find out really what free agency sometimes is all about. And so, yeah, it was a little knock on the ego. But what I'm finding out is this. Believe me now, they make phone calls. They make phone calls. So I think that, you know, I know – someone called Chad Henne and had a long conversation with him. So, you know, I think the culture and what we're hearing good things. You know, we're hearing good things about the direction it's going. But, you know, when they come in here and then you get a chance to visit with them, you know, I think you want them to feel good about their decision. And, you know, I love it. I love it. I think this is cool right now because the team that we currently have in place, I feel like they're counting on me to make sure we bring in good guys, good players, and good people into this locker room. And that's something I take very seriously. We're not salesmen now. I just told you we're not using magic, huh? No. I think that it sells us. I think what they hear, what I think is cool, is when a Toby Gerhardt tells me, I talked to Chad Henne, I talked to this guy, I talked to Heath Farwell, I talked to these guys, and it's the same thing I'm hearing. I think that's pretty cool. That's great for our guys to hear that and know that they've done that. And So I think all that part is really good. It's really a tribute to our guys and the rest of our coaches.
Did you make any offers to guys that you didn't get that signed elsewhere?
I don't think so. If there was, then Dave didn't tell me, but I don't think so.
Right, okay. A couple more guys.
You mentioned Garrett Hart, the third down guy, too. You look at him as an every down back then?
I would say that, Vito, but I think for us, not many backs, when you look at them, unless they're the elite back, are a guy that is carrying it 25, 26 times a game. You know, you might see a guy where he's carrying it 14, and this guy's got 6 carries, and this guy's got 7 carries, or, you know, but so I think it'll be interesting to see for us just how that plays out. Todman, how many will he get? How many will D-Rob get? And then, you know, with Gerhardt, but he would go into it with our hopes of being the number one guy.
But you're not specifically saying already he's going to carry 20, 25 times a game.
No, I think what we look at and say, we could see him being in there for, you know, getting 12, 13 carries, and then third down, get 3 or 4 more, catch some passes, where he's in there for, you know, 35 plays, you know, something like that. We could envision something like that. But now, depending on the game, right? I mean, it could be where, hey, he's getting more of a load this game. So, but, yeah, we did feel strongly about him being able to come in and handling that load.
Thank you, Coach.